U.S. and Iraqi leaders talk about what happens after the American military leaves.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in Washington today. His White House visit comes as American troops prepare to leave the country by year's end. So what does the future hold for relations between the two countries and for the economy of Iraq? The BBC's Jim Muir is with us now from Baghdad. He has the latest on that story. Hey, Jim.
Hi there.
What will the U.S. presence, do you think, look like after January 1st? And I'm talking about how much money that the U.S. pours into Iraq.
Well, certainly, it's although the last troops are on the way out and will be gone certainly before the end of the year, that doesn't mean an end of the whole story or the U.S. presence here. There's going to be an embassy that will be the biggest in the world with something like 15, 16,000 people. Some of them, a small number, like 150 or so, will be military trainers who will be working closely with the Iraqi military, plus several hundred private contractors doing the same kind of thing. So there will still be Americans around, but they'll certainly be way more visible than they were in the earlier years, up until, say, a couple of years ago, when it was quite common to see American troops in the streets doing patrols, doing checkpoints and things. That's already in the past.
And certainly Iraq needs the United States for economic help, right?
For economic help, less so for economic help, I would say, than for military help or strategic help. Economically, they're producing something like 2.9 million barrels of oil a day. So they've got money. It's not so much just money that they need. It's more, for example, training. They want to buy as many as 36 F-16s, for example. That's not just something that you take delivery of and start flying around in. They need a lot of training. It's going to be some years before they get them fully operational and have anything like the capacity to defend their own airspace or their borders. So it's really that external defense capability that is missing at the moment, as well as perhaps intelligence operations and so on against what both sides call terrorism. So there's a lot of ways in which they will be looking to America for help, less, I would say, just in terms of financial handouts than of expertise and some kind of strategic bolstering.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Jim, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Borrowing costs for Italy are a lot lower today, with bond buyers feeling a little more confident about a European plan to avert another debt crisis. Details of the plan are not out yet, but we do know this. A handful of EU countries did not sign on to the deal, including the UK. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
By turning its back on its European neighbors, Britain protected some of its short-term interests.
They don't take on any financial obligation, any oversight of their own fiscal affairs.
Gary Huffbauer is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says Britain benefited by not having to chip in for a bailout fund. Also, the Brits didn't like the Euro deal's potential for new regulations and a possible tax on financial transactions. London's financial center is as big as or bigger than New York's.
It is a major industry in London, and it is a powerhouse in the world, and the British are not going to give that up.
What the British do give up is influence over European affairs, and Huffbauer says the decision could come back to haunt the UK.
If Britain comes up on hard times, it will not be able to look to Europe for help.
Going forward, Britain still needs to negotiate with the continent about everything from trade to immigration. And some of the spurned European leaders will likely be looking for payback. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now anywhere from 1% to 2%. The German share is down about 2% at this hour. Asian shares were mixed today. The movie New Year's Eve led the weekend to the box office, but it was a weak showing nonetheless. Tinseltown hasn't been very sparkly over the past couple of weekends. They've been the two worst weekends of the year. Wall Street Friday, markets ended the week with a rally. The NASDAQ and the S&P were up anywhere between 1.5% and 2%. The Dow added 186 points, about 1.6% to end the day. And the week, by the way, at 12,184.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This week, we say adios, partner, to the Ford Ranger. Seems more people are trading up to roomier trucks. So Ford expects to roll the last of its Rangers off the assembly line over the next week. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
Ford has seen small truck sales drop from 8 to just 2% of the market, and spokesman Mike Levine says you can't argue with the numbers.
We've put our investment where we have the most demand, and that's for full-size pickups.
Rewind to just this past April, though. President Obama was chiding gas-guzzling drivers for complaining about high prices.
They're all still driving their big SUVs. You know, they got their big monster trucks and everything.
IHS automotive analyst Rebecca Lindland says that push to smaller cars actually ended this summer, right on cue based on past experience.
Consumers typically will change their buying habits when there is a spike in fuel prices. After 3 to 4 months, we will see the consumer go back to their traditional buying habits.
Ford's Mike Levine says smaller trucks just aren't attracting buyers the way they used to.
Their fuel economy is the same, if not worse, than full-size trucks. Also, the prices of mid-sized trucks, along with their sizes, have grown to be almost full-size proportions.
Levine says Ford is committed to giving consumers the vehicles they want through improved fuel economy. But analyst Lindland says developing new gas-saving technology is expensive, so buyers should be ready to pay more. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, a Florida man left a lot of money and his home to Uncle Sam, all in an effort to reduce the nation's debt. James Davidson's home was just sold at auction over the weekend, bringing in almost $1.2 million. He also gave $1 million cash to the cause. The U.S. debt, by the way, stands at $15 trillion. Thanks to Mr. Davidson, that's now $14,999,997,800,000 and a few cents. Oh, wait, we just passed $15 trillion again. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Not so long ago, Egypt was all about government by nepotism.
We've been capitalizing on connections that the average farmer cannot have in terms of marketing, economy of scale, access to water.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Post-revolution Egyptians turn their attention to feeding themselves. Our series, Food for 9 Billion, resumes next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.